How was y'all Thanksgiving, man? I do want to hear. I literally did not talk to y'all. My Thanksgiving was great.
Yeah, great time, man. Just family. And yeah. it's so crazy that, you know, yeah, your phone, your Google Memories pops up, and it was showing Thanksgiving over the years.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was so many people that's not with us anymore.
Man. Oh, wow. Google got to stop doing that.
And I was like, yo, this person out here, this for but life is for real, dog. So really take the time this Christmas, this holiday season or whatever, and really, you know, celebrate the people that you got with you. It's one day, you know.
But no, it truly is the best time of the year, man. And I can't wait to get back and we start our movie marathon. Did you watch Home Alone yet?
You still ain't watch Home Alone?
Come on, dog. Come on.
You mean
dog.
You didn't watch it this year?
No, he's never seen it.
I ain't never really seen it like that. You know how they be having stuff on TBS or whatever?
No. You got to watch.
Hey, yeah, he ain't never watched Home Alone, but he watched Homeless Alone.
I know that's right. I know that's right, bro. I know that's right.
Success podcast, baby.
What's going on, world? Welcome to another edition of the Secret to Success podcast. I'm your host, CJ, joined as always by the Bayesian sensation, Mr. Carl Wesley Phillips.
What's going on, y'all? What it do?
Ah, man, I got Douglas in the building. Douglas,
hey,
how Douglas. Are you?
I'm blessed. Sky, Douglas. Y'all see Sky Boo? Is it Sky? Boo? Is it Sky Bo?
Sky Bo. No football talk. Let's just skip it this episode.
And we have the 9 to 5 millionaire.
Nothing much. I'm just minding my Bears business. My Bears. Come on, do it.
Hey.
I'm just minding my Bears business.
So for those of y'all just listening, Maul has brought a plastic Chicago Bears football to the set. I'm not sure exactly what he's doing with that, but he got
he
it.
Gonna
with
play
him.
Catch later.
yeah, bro. I'm just saying, dog. We just out here, dog.
Hey, I told you, bro. I give you a banner that says we pretty good this year. Y'all can hang it in the
pretty,
stadium.
Pretty good.
Hang it in the stadium.
1920.
Pretty good is an understatement, my brother.
No, now he really looking like the Super Bowl
pretty
show.
Pretty good.
Now he really looking like the Super
pretty
Bowl show.
Pretty good is an understatement. I'm just saying, dog. We are number one.
Yeah, in the what?
Not before we were talking, conference.
Yeah, conference.
We were talking about the North.
Yeah.
We are number one in the entire Come NFC, on. Bro. Yeah.
Talk to us.
It's amazing what can happen when you believe. when you believe. Bro, things change, dog. Situations change. When you believe, bro. That's all I'm going to say, bro. That's
when it. You believe. You know what that's all you got?
I'm
ISO on Maul. I was trying to get Maul his time. Go ahead. What you need?
Bro, listen.
Take all
what's
the time
known
you need.
Doesn't need happen. Not okay. to be explained.
So that's why you brought a football, a hoodie, a jacket, and a hat. And Jordan's. Because it don't need to be explained. It's not like it's being explained.
I don't even need to say nothing. Bro, I don't.
Oh, he got a Super Bowl champ.
Oh, here he go.
85 Super Bowl champ. The Super Bowl Shepherd. The Super Bowl Shepherd.
You know what I'm saying? I don't even need to say nothing, dog. Yeah. It's bro. Bruh, somebody said don't count them Lions out. Come on, bruh. The Lions count themselves out. I'm not doing nothing. We
hey,
over here
on.
Just...
Stop right there.
Okay.
Don't, what you about don't, to say? Don't say our name out your mouth.
Oh, I'm saying it.
No.
I'm saying it.
Talk about your team.
Because the reason why I'm saying it, Carl...
Hey,
Carl,
talk about
Carl,
your team.
Carl, yeah. I'm saying it because... This man, can we roll the tape back?
Talk about your team.
I'm going to act like him right
talk
now.
Talk about your team.
Hey, y'all, I need y'all to roll the tape back.
And what he
how
said
many that? Times he done talked about my team?
Oh, because we whooped y'all.
I got you. But you talk. So
we
you
whooped
talk.
Y'all.
All right, and we're in first place.
We whooped y'all.
So I need you to now.
Hey, listen.
Can you address us now?
Let me explain how
can
the man
us
rule
as
works.
The first
listen,
place.
Let me explain to you how man. If me and Carl get into a fight and I whoop Carl.
Yeah.
Why and he Carl got a Carl? Go, first off, hey, dog, did he know you karate Carl?
Come on.
Nah, does he know
okay.
Why not say if you and Carl get in a fight, he whoop you?
Right.
I seen what he can do with
you
the
see,
man.
You see the insecurities come out. I let him talk the whole time. I ain't say nothing.
But why did he say if Carl whoops you?
I'm trying to leave you out of it. You still jump in.
I got you. Whoop, say if Carl whoops you.
Hey.
If Carl whoops you.
I'm about to give Carl his props. If Carl and me get into a fight and I whoop Carl, I'm talking about beat him down.
Yeah.
And then Carl... get into whip a fight me, with you and whip you.
And whip Ma.
He still don't get to talk crazy to me. Right, now, he can talk crazy to whoever he be. But when we got into it, mano a mano, I curb stomped.
Hey, Carl.
So until
but what
then.
But Carl, well, why, that's a great example.
It's coming,
great example.
Though. It's coming.
That's
that
a
game
great
is
example.
Coming.
Until, hey, but go, but Carl, talk. What if I whooped the dude that whooped you?
Don't matter. Don't matter. We still, when we went.
What about whooping Carl on prime time TV?
Nope.
What if
don't matter.
Beforehand what? I was don't bragging matter. In the car don't with my boo, and I'm saying, and I'm cooking Philly nope. cheesesteaks, and then all of a nope. sudden you get beat, and then nope. we come right back, and we finish the job.
Hey.
Can I then
January
brag?
You can brag,
because
for sure.
technically, then oh, I got the
not on me.
I got the yeah. belt.
Not on me.
Oh, you can brag.
But I beat the man that beat you.
Not on me.
I beat the man that beat you.
When if I beat somebody down until you beat me down. Yeah. Don't say nothing to me.
Yeah,
you talk to everybody
hey,
else.
Carl, they yeah. said they
you can't
take
say
that
nothing
disrespect,
to me.
Dog, that's disrespect.
Hey, we got a date. This
no.
will all be settled.
Oh
show.
No, we, no,
hey,
we got
bear
a
down, baby. Let me see
oh,
y'all say bear down
oh,
in
yeah.
the comments.
No, unfortunately,
bear
we do.
Down.
Yeah, unfortunately,
bear
we got a date.
Bear down. We done went from
December
the bottom.
No, January.
Oh, January.
Yeah, when we play.
We got a date.
Are we going to the game?
Then you can open it again.
Can we go to the game in Chicago? Can we go live?
If we do a suite, I can't go. I can't
it's
go.
Gonna be, yeah.
It's gonna be too cold to
yeah,
sit
yeah,
outside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, we talking
okay.
suites. Yeah,
all right,
yeah,
all right,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, you can't
I'm
sit good. Outside.
No,
nah,
I can't
January,
sit outside.
Me and Trey did that last
Chicago?
Year.
Yeah.
Trey had a tear froze his face. Which, by the way, we smacked y'all that game by about 102.
Yeah. Yeah,
no. So again, I don't know. We ain't lost to y'all in a long time.
We'll
I
see
don't
though.
Know.
It's gonna be a big one. January.
Listen. Congrats on y'all beating another team. I will say this.
Congrats on y'all beating another team.
I will say this all day long. Even if we if taking. Losing to the Lions once or twice this year and we go to the NFC Championship and win and go to the Super Bowl, something y'all ain't never done,
oh, listen,
I'll take that all day long.
Hey.
I'll take that all day long.
As long as you don't fix your mouth to say that to me.
I'll
let you live the whole time until you said Lions.
I'll take that all day
long. I got to object.
I'll take that because we both know they're going 12 and whatever, 13 don't mean nothing in the NFL.
Oh,
if you can't, and so all of this is fine and dandy. But if we can't win the NFC Championship, for us, though, and I said this in the beginning, a Super Bowl for us this year, I said this before the season started, was us winning at least 8 games. Mm-hmm. I said that was like a winning That's season it. For us. I said people
those are your standards. I feel you.
Bro, we
hey,
got a new coach.
I will
coach.
Say this, though.
We got a new coach.
I will have to. I
y'all
will
got
say
our
this,
coach. Give us our coach back, first of all. That's
yeah,
the problem.
Y'all
give us our coach.
Y'all
it took, a, it took a Lion Man to go over there and
y'all
show
y'all
how to not be losing.
Oh, no yeah,
that, that's a
well,
big
right now,
shit.
That's question. Y'all have gotten amnesia and forgot what it take to get to the playoffs.
Oh, no.
We ain't forget.
Leave.
We ain't forget.
My team.
We didn't forget. Hey. No, we didn't forget. We see who was the. Yeah, that's a whole podcast. Yeah. We see who
you,
was
you
really
know who was making.
We,
a big
we know
difference.
Who was making who's who now.
The
we know who's
is full
who.
Of adjustments.
Yeah, we'll see at the end of the season if y'all end up winning and going to the bowl or you know whatever. We'll know who was really running the ship in Detroit. Was it Dan Campbell or was it Ben Johnson?
But this is a prime example though. Real talk, y'all. Example of just how your life or your situation can change. Mm. Just overnight. I'm talking about literally overnight. The Bears have literally went from, you know, being a last place team, not even thought about, being a joke of the NFC North to now all of a sudden be people now
couple
talking like,
pieces.
Yo, they really got to. And I ain't bought the cool. Like, you know, I'm just I'm a fan no matter what.
Yeah.
But like literally now they're in the conversation with actually.
Oh, y'all 9-3. You deserve
no,
to be
I'm
able
tell
to
you
talk
this.
Crazy.
Here's a bigger conversation.
But just think about people though in their life, dog.
You know, here's a bigger conversation for me, especially around. I don't know what I want to call it, Ma, but like in the last couple of years on the internet, there's this fascination with you just getting rid of everybody for your mental health. You feel me? Like, it's this big thing of like, you don't need whatever. What it's showing me is don't be so quick to lose the people you built stuff with. You know what I'm saying? Because you think it's you by yourself and you may discover that it's multiple people. You feel what I'm saying? So for me, it's like people say to me all the time, like, I've had people pull me to the side. I'm like, yo, I could blow you up in a way C can't blow you up. You feel what I'm saying? And it's like, okay. I'm not willing to take that chance. Like, I'm not willing to separate from what got me here to take a chance on whatever. And
so what stops you? Because I get that once a week. I get somebody say I could blow you up better than CJ blows you up. So what?
I'm gonna be honest with you. Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna be honest with you, Mark. I mean, you look at it now.
Better than CJ ever could.
Yeah. You look at it now, and I do get it. They didn't win the Super Bowl. Yeah. I get it. But when you look at them now, you look at the Jets coach where he is. You look at Dan Campbell where he is. Now, Ben looking straight. Like, he looking good. But y'all got three losses, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So last year, they only had two. So we don't know what's going to happen. But I'm saying, as of now, nobody is where they were last year this time. You know what I'm saying? Nobody is where they were collectively.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? They all left, and they all are a little lower than where they were before. So I'm saying the thing that I'm getting out of it is you always constantly have people trying to pull you away from your foundation, right? People are constantly doing it. They'll do it forever. I don't think I'll ever get to a point where cat's not. Now, it might not be like the average dude might not be like Lee CJ, but I'm sure it's going to be somebody that is at a higher level that might be like, bro, if you come over here with us.
I got emails literally. Remember I sent y'all the email? Somebody's like, yo, we are interested in investing in the Eric Thomas family of companies.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, we don't really have anything for sale or investable right now. Like, we literally are intentional about having it that way.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, isn't the conversation is weird for me, E, because the NFL is everybody want to be a head coach.
But see, and I think that's what...
How do you deal with that?
I think that's a bigger question. I think everybody wants to be something that they're not. Like, everybody wants the allure of what they see in a community. So it's like, you see the head coach and you want to be a head coach. Yeah. It don't mean you could be a head coach.
Yeah.
You was really a dope defensive coordinator. Mm. It don't mean because you're a defensive.
That transfers.
But the allure that people have of, and people pit people against each other because it's like, he got more than you. Of course I would have more than you have. Mm. It don't mean you can even handle what I have.
Mm-hmm.
You think you want what I have, but you don't even know what it takes. Like, I don't know if you want to go to school. I don't know if you want to be black in an all-white school and be humiliated. Like, I don't know if you want to go through the pressure or the stress that I have to go through to be the best at what I do. I don't even know if you want that life. Like, but it's the allure of being a head coach. Mm. Everybody want to be a head coach. You know how many people left their spot to be a head coach that went further down? They're not even in the NFL no more.
Most.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Because you left the NFL. I'm sorry. You left your job that you was dominating in to take it. So it's like what the enemy does is he uses people to make us believe we want something that we don't
want.
That's
a good point, though, because I don't know if it's necessarily.
And I'm not saying NFL. I'm just saying in general.
For me, it's like
everybody wanted the top spot. You don't know if that's the money you want. I don't think it's always money. I think it's you thinking you want what somebody else has, not really knowing that you're only seeing a portion of it. You're not really seeing the full thing of what they're going through. And you know what I'm saying? And you might not be ready for that part. Or you can go through what they went through, but you're not meant for that. You're not made for that. I don't think everybody's made to be a head coach. I don't. I do think there's some cats that's dope as offensive coordinators, but culture tells you you got to take the next.
I was going to say, because I don't think, but is there somebody that like, yo, my goal in life is to be an offensive coordinator or defensive?
It should be.
Yeah, yeah. I think some people, but I think it's almost like the ET effect. How many people have we seen came on to help blow E up or be part of this machine, and then all of a sudden they started to, you know, wanting the light, wanting to stay. That's the same. It's the same difference.
That's real. There's some people who stayed and we talked. I wish I could say names, but I know one person that stayed. But it was a situation where it was like, I think the grass is green on the other side. The cool thing about that conversation was, though, we had one.
Mm.
Most people who own that, you're not going to have no conversation about it. You're not going to talk about it. And that's what's going to hurt you. We actually talked about it. And I was like, oh, I don't know if that's smart. Because I don't know if they really want you. You want them. I don't know if they want you. We actually want you over here.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to decide which one you want to do. And when you decide, it would be advantageous for you to never think like that again.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you're double-minded. You know what I'm saying? You're going in two different directions. So you're here, but you're not here.
Mm.
And that's going to kill you. It's not going to kill me. Like, I don't need the Eric Thomas effect. I actually have it.
Yeah.
So I don't need it. It's not benefiting me. If you sitting in this seat or somebody else is sitting in that seat, it doesn't matter to me. But for you, it matters because your life is going to be better if you would accept who you are and not wanting to go over there because they seem to have something that we don't have over here. And they do have something over there that we don't have over here. They do. But it may not be what you want.
Yeah. So how do you do it with your like because there's a lot of people who listen to us, they're entrepreneurs or they got, you know, visions of how they want to build up their LLC, their company, things like that. How do you do it with your closest inner circle? I told you, I think a big part of us still rocking is you being 12 years older. I never really looked at you as a peer. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like, I really didn't. So I really think that that helped our relationship quite a bit because it was always big brother, little brother. It was never like, you know, does that make sense? There was a natural order because you were older, more experienced, all those things. What would you tell, and I know we got, you know what I'm saying, shout out to the book coming out that we talk about it, but what would you say, give me a couple of things that you would say for people who like, yo, we start together, but there ain't nobody necessarily trying to be the co-pilot. You know what I'm saying? Nobody necessarily trying to play that role. And there is a need to be a one. Can you still make it work when both people want to be a one?
So I would say, Ma, you had this phenomenal thing that I don't think you do enough of, but you say, what does it cost to be me? Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. But you're referring to money. Mm-hmm. I think people need to ask, what does it cost to be me from a purpose standpoint? Mm. You feel me? What does it cost to be me? Because you end up wanting more because you don't know what it costs to be you, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you're wanting more. Like, I would never want to be a billionaire. You feel me? Like, mm-hmm. for the money's sake, I would only want to be a billionaire because I want God to be able to use me to be able to be a blessing. But I don't want it for myself. I know how much I need to be me.
Yeah.
And it's not nowhere. It's not even in the multi-millions. Like, mm-hmm. I don't even need that, right? But I think I have a clear understanding of what it means to be me, what it costs to be me. I don't think most humans that are doing work know that. And so then it's easy to get people to make you think you want something that you don't want because you don't even know what you want.
Yeah.
Like, you have no idea. You may know the skill set you have, but you don't know the calling. Hmm. You don't really know, man, God, before I pass, what? So I think that's the first one. I think you really need to do an inventory. So what do I mean by that? So when I watch somebody, let's just say Nikki was asking me the other day. There was this Kevin Hart had this thing he was doing with Mello. And he was just like, yo, bro, I'm going to be real. I'm not young. I'm not trying to compete with these younger comedians. Like, there's certain things that they're doing. And he was talking about basketball. Like, Mello, you can't. In your brain, you feel like you can go out and hoop. But it's some stuff you can't do. And then there's some stuff that, okay, I won't say that name. But some other NBA players back in the day, it's some stuff these new kids are doing that they couldn't do. Right? I'm sure there's a couple ball players from back in the day that can mimic what these dudes are doing. Mm-hmm. But most of the basketball players from back in the day can't do what these kids are doing in 2025. So for me, because I know I've done an inventory, when I watch people online, I would never go, I want to do that. Mm. Because I know what I want. I would never want to do that. Like, I'm literally what somebody might look at like, you boring. But I literally just want to be with Didi. That's it. I don't have a desire to be at the red carpet event. I don't personally want to be around other people I don't know. Yeah. Like, I'm 55 years old. I'm not 30. I'm not 40. I'm not trying to find myself. I know who I am. I know what I want to do with the rest of my life. I think that's the bigger piece. I think the second bigger piece is the same thing. What most people don't know, the reason why this works is because I don't want to be a one. I want to be a two. Mm. He does not want to be a two. He wants to be a one. Mm-hmm. I'm just being real, bro. That's why it works. I'm not a one. I don't have a desire.
I've never heard you put it like that.
I've never heard that. Yeah.
I don't have a desire to be a one, bro.
Yeah.
I don't. And so that's why
I think if you have a desire, it messes you up.
I don't have a desire to be a one, bro.
You want that life too much.
I don't.
Does it, though? I don't think there's nothing wrong with wanting to be a one.
Oh, but what? I don't know. I'm just saying, Ma, I don't want to be one. And because I don't want to be one, God made me one.
Yeah.
Because he knew I didn't have an ill intent for being one.
Motives.
Then see,
don't you think Kobe wanted to be a one?
I'm talking about how you always tell me, like, when it comes to speakers and things like that.
Well, attention is different than a one. One is,
okay.
I mean, all right, one, all right,
explain that.
Like,
explain
I'm the best man to lead this shit. I'm the best one to win.
Yeah. Okay.
The pressure, the decision making, I want to be that because I believe we're going to win like that. So, Shaq, you got to get off my team because I can run this better when you're not around.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So, I don't think that now, so to me, that's different than somebody being fame or money hungry. Like, ooh, I just want to make all the money I want to, you know what I mean?
Oh, I want all the attention, like you
right.
said.
Right. But I'm saying there is a natural pull to just be like, all right, I got it. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you're doing the same thing, yeah. right? It's not even two different roles. So that's mm-hmm. another thing. Ours is two different roles. Yeah. You're talking about hooping, essentially, you both on the court, it's only one ball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no, but I was going to say, and the reason why I think, Maul, if you knew what it was, I was talking to somebody earlier today, and I was like, bruh, you are taking a role in your marriage that you're not even good at. Mm. You're not even good at it. And I was like, what's so sick about humans is you cannot be good at something, but you're craving a role that you're not even good at, bruh. It's like, that's how sick we are. You would literally crave a role that you're not good at just to be able to say, I'm a man.
Yeah.
Bruh, I'm where I am today because Didi does everything that she's better at than me, and I do everything that she's not good
that's
at.
That's teamwork, though.
Period. Yeah, I'm just saying. And that's here. And so I'm saying that because I think a lot of people get in trouble, Maul, because it's like, oh, I'm married. I'm the man. Okay, what does that mean exactly? Somebody that I'm working with, I'm like, oh, I didn't teach you correctly. A leader is not a person that's in control. A leader is the person that knows what somebody else does better than them and they bring them on. Mm. So a leader don't make you a leader because you're like, I get to make the choice. No, the choice. So we was laughing because Jada, you know, somebody had gotten her money. And it was like, Jada, why didn't you call me in the first place? But again, Maul, she does not know her role. Yeah. So she's thinking that to prove that she is a daughter that is, you know, Didi and Eric's daughter, yeah. that she got to make decisions on her own. So now she didn't call some videographer, and he didn't got her money. And you know what I'm saying? And so I hear C like, hey, C, Jada, I need you to, why? Because that is a pilot hookup. That's like, I need you to go strong arm this person yeah. and get my money back. You feel me? And so C was like, all right, bet. So he called Elijah. He called Elijah Rubin. And so Elijah, you know, next thing I know, the dude's calling Jada. Yeah. And Jada's like, Dad, how do I get my money? Like, which way should I go? Should I do check? Should I have him put it back in the whatever? You know what I'm saying? And I hit C and I hit Elijah. I was like, appreciate you, Elijah. And so C was like, hold up now. I know I didn't do the work, yeah. but you came to me and I knew uh-huh. who to go
he knew
to.
The right person to call. Mm-hmm.
But I knew who the right person to call. Mm-hmm. I didn't think of Elijah. Yep. I knew though.
And knowing Elijah probably called my man 80 times. Bruh. My man was like, hey, dude, just. Bruh. Matter of fact, here's extra.
You feel
Elijah's going to keep you going until he's
polite
yes.
persistence.
So, to your point of what does it cost?
Yeah.
It's like once you figure out what it costs to be you, you know who you are, you know what you do, you don't do, then you get to a point where you stop. You know, I was on a men's call today, and I was like, "Yo, a lot of y'all are." It really hurts me because a lot of you in proximity with me, and you're not living the way I'm living because you're not doing what you see me doing. Mm. You're just in proximity. I'm like, bruh, what part of me that you ever feel like Didi's not in all my business? Mm. Where did you see that at? You never saw that. Didi all in my business to the point where you might be like, because of your insecurities, she in your business too much. Like you, I've had somebody say, call Didi, King Kong. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm like, okay, that's you saying that because you're suppressing your spouse. But you're not suppressing your spouse because you're better at it. You're suppressing your spouse because of your pride. Mm-hmm. And you think being a man means you're doing it on your own. But you are doing it on your own. But look at what you're doing. Mm. I said, it's not Eric Thomas. It's the word. He says, and I will provide you a helpmeet.
Yeah.
That is suitable for you.
Suitable for
that's
you.
That's what he said. Mm. So how you got somebody that's suitable for you, but they don't get to be suitable? Mm-hmm. That don't even make sense. It's not logical. But because you don't know what it costs to be you, you're doing things outside of the scope of what you're capable of doing because you want to go, I'd rather play starting quarterback and we lose. Mm. I'm just being real. We see an example of it even now. I would rather make the decision and we lose than to put the person in here who could really take us to the promised land.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So
I don't think you're going knowing you're going to lose, though. I think you feel
after
like you're going.
But after you start losing.
Well, then I got my excuses ready. Okay. That's when I get my excuses ready. You know what I'm saying? Well, you didn't. Well, she didn't. Well, right. He didn't.
I'm just saying if you want to win, that's two things I think you need
absolutely.
To do.
You did, I guess I had a little hand in it, but the a phenomenal job with the 21-day challenge. Mm-hmm. I mean, phenomenal. That thing was, Hey, bro, I looked up. I was like, how's Candace on there multiple times? I'm looking. My wife is like, I got to go. I'm on the 21. I said, you on the 21 what?
Once a month.
Once a month. Yeah. But the 21-day challenge, shout out to everybody who went through the 21-day challenge. Man, it's so incredible when you can really sit down, lock in, and get this type of information over the course of 21 days, what it does to your spirit, what it does to your energy. I promise you, it helped me just being on there and listening every day. Like, I don't know. It literally took me to another level. But E, you said you had to come back because you felt like it was still something, one more thing they needed. So you running it back. Tell us.
No. I felt like they needed one more thing. I felt like I didn't do enough of the one thing. And so when I start reading the comments and stuff, it's like what I just did right there, Maul. And it's hard for me, y'all. I apologize. I was talking to Danita the other day, and she was just like asking me for something, Maul. And I got to be careful. I'm on the mic. I want to say it the right way. But Danita was just like, yo, we need, you know, direction from you. And I was like, Danita, I don't give that. Mm-hmm. I was like, yo, I'm at a point in my life, Danita, where just because people need something from me, like, it doesn't mean I'm capable of doing it. And I used to try to do that, right? And so I just mean, in terms of my communication, I was like, Danita, you got to understand, bro, first and foremost, I say this with all due respect, my mother was a teenage mom, bro. She sat on this thing and told you. My mom was like, yo, I'm from the lower end of Chicago. It was 14 of us. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I just knew what I didn't want to do. And I didn't want to be on welfare, and I didn't want to be in poverty. So I didn't grow up with a parent who was like, step one, step two, step three, step four. Like, we figured that out on our own. My mom figured it out. I figured it out. So when people say, lead me, I'm like, bro, I've never led myself. Mm-hmm. I can't lead you when I never led myself. But what I can do is try to slow down and process. So when we did the first 21, it was like people was loving it. They was getting it. They was like, oh, I'm a grounds crew, so I need to do this. I'm a flight attendant, so I didn't do this. I'm an air traffic controller, I need to do more of this. And I was like, yo, you didn't communicate effectively. And I was like, but yo, Danita, here's what you have to understand. I was homeless, like, for real. I spent 2.5 years in abandoned buildings. Guess who I talked to? Myself. Mm-hmm. So I'm not accustomed to talking to people and telling people, you got to do this, 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 and that. Like, I don't do steps. I don't even know it myself. It took me 12 years to get a 4-year degree, 8 years to get to, like, bro, I'm not the step dude. So if you need direction, it's going to be tough for you to get it from me. Not because I don't want to give it to you. I just don't know. That was not a process I used.
Yeah.
So even my wife, she like, what's the vision statement, the mission statement of the church? I was like, I don't have the slightest idea. She's like, well, people need that to whatever. I said, they need it. I don't. You frustrated. I'm not frustrated. I love what's going on in my life. I don't wake up looking for direction. I love my life. Nobody said to me, E, like Les Brown didn't walk me through. He just said, you a bad boy. I figured out what that meant. He didn't walk me through no process. Yeah. I didn't talk to Les again after that. Like, not meaning that we've never talked again, but we never had that kind of conversation again. I figured it out. So I was like, yo, I can't lead you because I don't know how to lead people. I don't even know how to lead myself. I don't have a system. And so I was like, all right, we got to come back because I owe it to y'all to at least walk you through more of the solution. Mm. I owe you that. Like, I can't give you the solution, but I was like, all right, I'm going and y'all family, so I'm going to walk y'all through this. But I'm like, I got Jada. I'm like, Jada, I need you to do me a huge favor, sweetheart. You got to walk me through one of the challenges that we had. And you got to walk me through how I came up with the solution. Like, you got to walk me through it. So if it's like my passion that you don't particularly care for, like, we don't got that issue no more. So you got to walk me through how I did it. Cause I can't tell you how I did it. I just know it's fixed. She's like, yeah, it's right. You don't do that no more. I was like, I didn't write down the steps as I was going through it.
Yeah.
I was more concerned. And my baby girl said this. She's like, Dad, one of the things you have to work on. She's like, you so focus on the outcomes that you don't really focus on the process. She's like, your thing is the outcomes. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, right. I ain't never thought about it. I just need to feed y'all. I never was on, how did I feed y'all again? How did I take responsibility? How did I take ownership? I don't know. I'm just going to tell you, bruh, if you're going to be successful, you got to take ownership. I can't explain to you that if you don't take ownership, you're going to make from 0 to 100,000. Once you start taking ownership, you can make millions. But I'm not the person that went, here's what it means to take ownership. Here's the definition of ownership. Because somebody asked me the other day, you said rest. What does that look like? I'm like, go to the dictionary. Like, what does that mean? What does rest mean? Well, it's multiple meanings. I'm like, how did we get that out of rest? Go sit down somewhere and cheat. Like, but God was like, don't do that. Take the definition and start reading it to them. So that's what I mean when I come back, Maul. It's like, I have to show y'all more of the solution process. And then in April, what I'm going to do a better thing. I'm going to give Maul some time to walk through his process so you can get to the solution. I'm going to allow Didi, who don't want to speak. Yep. Didi going to be speaking at the conference, ooh, ladies. I've said, Didi, you have to do it. Let me tell y'all why I told Didi she has to do it.
Hold on, Dilsey?
Yeah.
That's what
let
I'm
me
like.
Tell you. Let me tell
a
you
keynote?
Why. Yeah. Yeah. Let me tell you why, though. Let me tell you why, Maul.
Right quick.
She doing a keynote?
Listen. I see need what everybody to buy. Listen,
no,
see I
what
need
happened.
Everybody to buy your ticket
facts
right now.
Right,
yeah. Buy your ticket. Yeah. We're having the men's women's conference, yeah, April. It is going to be off the chain. And I just found out that Didi is doing a keynote for the first
can
time.
Can I tell you why?
Ever. Oh, please.
First of all, I didn't say keynote. He will decide how
I
she said, needs
oh,
to do
I,
it.
I, whatever she do,
oh, yeah, it's
she
be on off the chain.
She on stage. Yeah.
It's gonna be off the chain.
But can I tell you why she's on stage?
Oh, y'all about to get the real.
And let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you why
you
she's
know,
on stage.
You know, Didi don't hold no, bruh.
Nope. And that's why I never let her on.
Oh.
That's why I never let her on before.
No. I'm dead serious. It can get ugly.
Real talk.
You let D talk for a good 30, 40.
Everything coming
out. You better be tight.
I want the visuals and everything. You know, that building got all kinds of 100-foot projections.
Didi will start the sentence off with, my problem with Eric is.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Hey, but here's why I did it, Maul. Because when Danita was asking me, she said she need direction. I was like, oh, okay, this meeting we got coming up, Didi gonna have to do it. And I said, you know why? Because she's always been the person that gave me direction. I ain't never did direction. You think I did direction because you see I'm in direction, but I ain't never been. Didi was the one like, you need to get your GD and go to Oakwood. That's how it all started. The money, everything. That's Didi. I've never done none of that. And so I'm like, okay, Didi, you gotta start telling them because I can't. But what I will do is I'm gonna meet with my structured people and the encore for the child. And do me a favor, y'all, please.
The encore.
Do
can
me
we
a favor.
Get an encore?
I know y'all already own it. Get the people in your life who's the most, you love the most, but are not where you need them to be. Get them on it. What y'all
is the
do
encore
wrong,
free too?
Yeah. What y'all do wrong is you be getting all this information by yourself. And I'm just trying to tell y'all. Let me put it this way, Ma, to make it simpler, because I'm going to try to do better. The people that you have to financially pull or emotionally pull, get them on the call so that you don't have to pull them. Imagine the five people that you're responsible for paying their bills or you're paying you emotionally strong for them or direction strong for them. Imagine if they got it on their own. Imagine if the five people who you help, imagine if those people were on your level and could help you like you helped them. And then y'all can go help others. I promise you. So call those people and say, I was on for 21. You weren't. I need you on for these 8. I got to have you on for these 8. And I got to give you this instruction for the 8. But yeah, the Didi's going to be on because I told Didi from now on, I quit. I'm not going to be trying to act like I can do that because I can speak. Because I'm relationally strong. Because I, you know what I'm saying? Because I got an anointing. I'm not going to act like I'm a leader just because I can do all that. And that's what y'all think. Y'all think because I'm a leader, I can do those other things. I cannot. I tried. It don't work. So I'm like, Didi, you're going to have to come out of retirement. And you're just going to have to be that person. So yeah, it will be the first on stage, whatever you want to call it, Didi breaking it down on her own. Yeah.
And the encore is when?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
December 8th. No. You missed it. You missed what I just said. You didn't hear it.
You said, yeah, I heard exactly.
What did you hear?
The first time she's going to be on stage.
Nah.
Breaking it down.
December 8th.
It's crazy, bro. You thought Candace, you didn't want to do Candace. Now you got to do Candace and Didi.
Oh. Listen.
You got to do
don't
both,
worry.
Bro.
Camille ain't going to be next.
You don't know.
Camilla,
I didn't think Didi didn't think she was going
to
be next.
You, I belong. I give myself. My life is not my own.
Let me tell you something. My wife wants, I'm not even going to hold y'all. I, you know, y'all heard me talk about it. I did not want my wife to do this necessarily. It was cute when she was hanging around in the background. But let me tell you something. The growth I have seen from my wife.
Oh, yeah.
When I say she's sitting folk down, it's ugly, bro. I'm talking about like, you know me now. I love an awkward conversation.
Yeah.
I'm seeing her. I can't get into it. I had to tell y'all off air. Maybe I tell my, shout out to our Patreon fan watching live. Shout out to our Patreon fan watching live. What's up, Tanya, Carlos, John? What's up, J-Mac? Hey, J-Mac, I need that coat. My dog. Oh, Philly. Yeah, Philly in the building. Yeah, see, now Mark can talk crazy to you. Mark can talk real crazy to you. But the growth that I've seen in her, so what I had to tell her was like, hey, well, because you got to understand something. Candace, I'm 43, Candace 38. I keep telling her, and because, you know, I'm the youngest one in this circle, and then Candace even younger. Yeah. So she always had that, like, you know, I'm younger, so and you should have a healthy respect for, you know, everybody. Yeah. But I keep telling her, I'm like, boo, if I'm going to coach you, you the same age as everybody. Damn, this is not age, like, because what I was finding was, like, Candace was so respectful that she wouldn't really tell the truth. Mm. You know what I'm saying? She'll be like, kind of like, you know, sidestepping certain stuff. And I just told her, I'm like, yo, you really got the juice. Like, I'm not even playing. Like, I said, I don't know how the two most spiritual people in the world I linked up with. Like, I literally go downstairs.
God knew what he needed.
Bruh, legit. I went downstairs the other day. Candace was in the office praying. Bruh, I'm sitting there looking at her for like 4 minutes straight. She don't even know I'm looking directly at her. Mm-hmm. And I was like waiting for her to like look up. Bro, I'm talking about, like, my wife really be going in. And so I'm like, boo, you have to take all of that energy and authority that God has given you, and you really got to tell people the truth and lead. And when I tell you, man, she have 250, 300 women on, you know, the women's call. Dog, like,
that's
going
church,
in. Bro, going
that's
in.
Church.
Going in. And so y'all make sure y'all, if you listening and you not connected, especially for my women who need to be connected, she got the juice, bro. So I told you. I used to be like, I don't want to post it on social media. Yeah. I don't want nobody. Yeah. I'm like, bro.
Your life
I'm like,
is not
God, you
own.
Got it. Because she is on another level right now. And I just been seeing how she moving. And it's been amazing. So with that being said, we got so busy talking about the first place Bears. We didn't talk about Thanksgiving. How was y'all Thanksgiving, man? I do want to hear. I literally did not talk to y'all.
My
Thanksgiving was great. We had a bunch of family in town. Man, we did, bro. I ain't going to lie. I lost my voice.
I saw y'all table.
Bro. No, my mom said it looked like a wedding reception.
Oh, bro.
The welcome table. I'm going to sit at the welcome table.
That's how I picture. The way that table looks. Yeah. The way that table looks, how I picture entering into the gates of heaven.
Bro, it's the welcome table.
Bro, just your table. That's the table. Oh, my God.
The table you sit at before Jesus come out.
I want to say it was about 35.
The first supper.
Yeah.
It was about 35 people for dinner for us. So that was probably the largest one we ever did at the house. Shout out to Mama, Camille. Marcel came through with the breads.
I saw the cinnamon roll.
Bro, you know I don't even eat like that. Bro, when I tell you them cinnamon rolls he made, bro, I'm talking about take Cinnabon and slap them in the face. These dog was more. I'm not even playing. You heat that joint up. Bro, it was incredible.
I saw your boy looking like he was about to overdose.
Who is that?
Good energy.
Oh, Alex. Yeah,
Alex is over there.
Alex always come through. Man, we had a great time, had family in town. Unfortunately, it got super cold, so we couldn't get in the pool or nothing like that, which we usually heat up the pool. It usually be like 60, something like that. It was like 30, so...
I was about to say, E, you hear him talking about getting in the pool on Thanksgiving? I was about to say E, but then I thought I forgot.
No, E in San Diego,
So I'm going to say, Carl.
I was here in Michigan. I was in the cold.
It was great. And, man, the food, I'm not going to lie. We didn't do no turkey, but my mother-in-law did roast fried chicken. Let me tell you something.
She do dressing?
My dad sent the dressing.
No, I didn't know if she did her.
She don't even fool with it because my dad.
Yeah,
so
but
my
I know some people that cook for me, they still want me to, and I'm just like,
I was telling somebody the other day, I said, I don't never really see E do no cooking, but E do the best turkey you will ever have in your life, dog. No, E, E did a turkey.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
He used to do a turkey every year.
Yeah. I think I had.
Bruh, it was the best.
No, you I was about to
no, he had.
I couldn't finish, I couldn't finish my sentence.
Yeah. If you I had, said, I think you would I had remember. Your turkey.
This didn't sound right.
No.
Listen, what he gonna say?
He would do a turkey, bruh, and it was, when I said Carl, when it was basted, but it had butter and rosemary, Bro, it was dope.
I got it from Mr. B.
You used to inject them?
Yeah, oh, I got it. Mr. B, rest his soul, before he passed, he was like, all right, I'm going to teach you. I'm not going to, don't share. And I was like, all right.
I'm best turkey I ever had in my life, dog. Wow. I'm not even, it better than a fried turkey, bro. And he oven roasted it. Bro, I used to be like, E, what's up with that turkey? But now he can't do it no more because he got to keep the kitchen clean.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, he going to blow out that kitchen trying to cook.
Hey, I tried it this time. I got some instructions from the hip-hop preacher. I tried it this time.
How'd it come out?
It wasn't bad. Texture, it was good, but the seasonings that we did was just way too spicy.
And we didn't have the seasons, all of them.
Yeah, it was way too spicy.
I wasn't home. I wasn't here. I was in San Diego, and I came home like the day before Thanksgiving.
So we got it. So texture-wise, bruh, it was there.
But was it a big turkey? Because he used to have them smaller turkeys.
This one was medium-ish.
Yeah, you got to have medium at least.
This one was medium-ish.
The two big ones is too much.
See, that's the thing, too. But I promise you, I'll never forget, because I was like, eat. I ain't never really seen it. Only thing I seen you cook was that and pastrami sandwiches. He used to hook up some pastrami sandwiches.
I could cook.
I had younger siblings,
so I used to cook. But I just, Didi, like he said, you got to have the kitchen clean. And it's like,
it's
nah,
not
it
worth
becomes,
that
so
it's
what,
not
so,
worth
it. So for me, of course, dressing, besides pop dressing.
They didn't
dressing,
get to say how they Thanksgiving
I was about to ask them. I was going to say, I wanted to ask a more pointed question. Yeah. So how was your Thanksgiving? Tell us about it. And what's the one thing? Can't use Pop's dressing because that's just out of here.
Oh, yeah.
What's the one thing you can't live without on Thanksgiving? Like, I got to eat this on Thanksgiving. I don't care about nothing else. I got to have this.
Mm. My mother's sweet potato casserole.
Gotcha. Mm. Ooh, I never had.
Oh, my God. It's like eating sweet potato pie, but it's a casserole without the crust, without. Ooh. I eat that, dog. That's the only thing I really go back. Eat second, thirds, fourths. Like, I literally took a pan home.
And y'all went over your people's
went
house.
Over my parents' house. Yeah, yeah, mama, dad's
doing?
House. Pop's doing good. You know, we was all celebrating Thanksgiving over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, great time, man. Just family. And it's so crazy that, you know, your phone, your Google Memories pops up, and it was showing Thanksgiving over the years.
Yeah.
And it was so many people that's not with us anymore.
Man.
Oh, wow.
Google got to stop doing that, too.
Bruh, it literally popped up on Thanksgiving. I was just, man, just to look at it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, this person out here, this for bro, life is for real, dog. So really take the time this Christmas, this holiday season or whatever, and really, you know, celebrate the people that you got with you. Is one day, you know, they might not be there.
It's definitely one day.
I'm learning how, like this year, usually we be playing cards, things like this year we went in on the games and on the singing, you know, the singing games and things like that. Just really putting the phones down.
Yeah.
A lot of times we used to make football the focus and but now they was like, hey, let's play some game. Man, let's go. You know, whatever, this game can rest. Whatever. Yeah. Let's be present with the people that we got in front of us right now.
Yeah.
So that's what it was for us this year.
Beautiful.
Yeah, no, for years, this year was special for us because for years and ego all the way back to Bethel, like me and my brother were here, but we ain't had no family, we ain't had nobody. So people would always have us over, somebody, the Giants, and somebody would have us over all the time. And this year I woke up, and it was crazy because I woke up, this might have been Tuesday, and I was like, yo, Tamisha, we got to have somebody. We didn't have no real plans, just to be honest. We're just going to chill as a family. We had no real plans. They weren't, E and them were coming back into town. But I told Tamisha, like, yo, I feel like we have to be that for somebody this year.
Mm.
And it just hit me. So it was crazy. I was like, I asked the kids, like, yo, who can we invite over? And we start popping up names. And Jesse was like, yo, she called a couple names. And I was like, all right, I ain't saying nothing. Bro, when I tell y'all, it was like a 10-minute window. Watch this. It was a 10-minute window. The guy was speaking so loud. Jesse texted. We went to Walmart to grab some last-minute stuff for the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse texts, like, yo, I think Daryl and his family should come over. Like, we can hang with them. Bro, it was like 10 seconds after that, Daryl texts, like, hey, y'all here for Thanksgiving?
Wow.
Bruh, and within 3 minutes, he walks into Walmart as we were walking out. Bruh, I'm talking about, like, all within, like, that space of time. I'm like, yeah, we gonna see y'all on Thursday. Yeah. So they came over there, fam. He got, you know, he got the three little kids.
Yeah.
So we just kind of took care of them this Thanksgiving. So it wasn't about us at all. We just had fun. Yeah. But I did, like I said, I did that turkey. Tamisha did a... this is crazy because, like, see, I'm not, like, I stayed away from sugar for a while, but she did this apple pie this year.
Oh, my mom doing me apple pie low key. My mom don't cook nothing, but she cooked the apple pie and go
let
crazy.
Me, let
That's
me
very white, but you know what I'm saying? Still.
Let me confess to y'all. Right. I had apple pie every day from then till yesterday.
Oh, for real? Go crazy.
I'm talking about she did two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Who did them?
Tamisha did.
Apple pie?
Bruh.
Wow. Yeah, my mom do one that's crazy. She usually do it right around, like, before Thanksgiving, like, getting them Uncle John's apples.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So yeah, that joint, bro, went crazy. Like, we ate that joint. Last night was the last night. I think we finished the last one.
It's time to shut. You know, it's time to shut it back down here.
I
was eating, bro. You know, and you know, I don't eat like that. And I was eating. Marcel makes it, bro. Woke up. I'm like, Marcel, why are you making fresh croissants in my house, bro?
Fresh croissants,
bro. Fresh croissants, bro. I promise
you,
buttery.
Felt like he was in France.
I was like, bro, what is this?
Patty.
Bruh, every single day. So
you make an egg sandwich from croissants.
Oh, bro, I just ate, bro. You know, if I'm eating straight bread, that's just something, eat the bread. Just the croissant, dog. Okay. It was
definitely
so
stuffed
good.
That brother.
No, bro,
scrambled egg.
You know what? You know what's so crazy? It was so many people in the house. Like, you know, it was just literally, it was people everywhere. So I couldn't eat. So I had to leave and go to. I think I sent y'all a picture. I was at Planet Fitness. I had to go to the gym outside. Look at me. First world problem. I had to leave my house to go to the gym. When my gym was occupied. You know, you ain't want to wake everybody up. I still get up early. I've officially reached that point where I'm old man status.
100,
where I could be up to 2-3. I'm still 6:30. Yeah. I'm up, looking around. Like, so I was. Yeah. I know her whole house was knocked out. But no, it is. It truly is the best time of the year, man. And I can't wait to get back. And we start our movie marathon. Did you watch Home Alone yet?
You still ain't watch Home Alone?
Come on, dog. Come on.
You mean
dog.
You didn't watch it this year?
No, he's never seen it.
I ain't never really seen it like that. You know how they be having stuff on TBS or whatever?
No. You got to watch.
Hey, yeah, he ain't never watched Home Alone, but he watched Homeless Alone.
I know that's right. I know that's right, Mom. I know that's right. Hey, Mom, that's probably why I don't want to watch it, Mom. What do you call it? PTSD?
PTSD.
Oh, yeah. I'm by myself, alone, bro.
Man, I promise you, we're going to watch that joint at least five times, and we're going to watch Avery.
You know what I do watch, though. You already know that.
What's yours?
Come on. It's a Wonderful Life.
Wonderful Life.
That's the joint, dog.
I still haven't seen that.
I watch that every year.
Yeah,
that's
my deal
there. For sure.
And I cry every time I see it.
No,
bro.
For real? I don't cry.
Yeah, I cry
but
every time
that's
I see
for
it.
Sure.
Yeah, because I'm like.
It's a good feel good.
Yeah, I'm like, that was the movie that changed me, bro. Like, that was the movie where God was like, yo, you know what your calling is. Do it. Like, don't be stressing out about it. Do it. I'm like, all right, I got you.
At what point?
It's the way he kind of like, I think.
No, I'm saying, at what point in your life? Like,
oh, I was
in
my. I had kids. It was me and Didi. Like, I had to be no more than 20, not 20, 21. Mm. I saw it by accident. I didn't see it. Like, it was TV. It wasn't no cable like that back in the. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was. Bro, that was back in the day, bro. Cable wasn't. You had to have bread.
Yeah, you had a few channels.
Yeah, you had to have bread, bro. So it was just on TV. You know what I also saw on TV before? I never saw the Ten Commandments. I had never saw that. Yeah. Like, people was like, E, you ain't seen Ten Commandments? Like,
oh, yeah.
No, we weren't watching that in my career. We weren't watching religious movies in my career. You know what I'm saying? When I saw the Ten Commandments, I was like, yo, that's dope. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But no, we have a tradition now. It's funny because... I don't know. Carl might have asked me, and a couple of people asked me, like, you know, you went to the Lions game, like, how was that? You know, y'all lost, whatever. And I was like, yo, I'm going to be real. I don't go for the game. I go for memories.
Yeah.
It's like, I want my kids to.
He was down on the field with Megatron.
I saw that. That's a tradition that y'all had.
See, that's where the two-man bite you. I'm in row 766.
By choice, you know Mom. So he can have content for the podcast.
Megatron ain't like, yo, what's up?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's for podcast.
Did you stick around the whole game?
I did.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah,
cause this is how long we stayed.
Cause it came down to the
wire. Yeah, but I'm saying I left too late. Everybody was leaving. I should have left with them. I left so late that the players was out, so I had to wait to get my truck after some of the players.
Well, he parked in the player parking lot, so you know what I'm saying.
Bro,
so.
But I should have went before they came out. They started coming
problems,
and I guess because they lost, they
Real
came
quick,
straight out.
Before I forget though, because we got to wrap, but I do want to say I want to encourage everybody to do this. Shout out to my 80s babies. I had a 80s, 90s themed break for my kids before everybody got there. So from the time they got off school, because they had the whole week off. I never got the whole week off.
Bro, we got off the day before Thanksgiving.
Bruh.
Yeah, that's what my kids said.
We got off for dinner. Had to be back.
Yeah, like, no question.
Well, y'all get back by 6:30.
My kids didn't go to school Monday or Tuesday.
They didn't?
They did.
Oh, see, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Bro, my kids had the whole week off. Anyway, so I was like, you know what? Everybody wasn't coming into Wednesday night. So I said, all right, when y'all get off school Friday to Wednesday night, we doing the 80s, 90s themed. Mm. I was like, no tablets. Well, I let them have their tablets, but they could only, no YouTube, and they only could do an hour of tablet a day. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of it we just sat there and watched old stuff, bruh. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about literally just like, I was like, y'all about to watch what we, I had him watching Bob
Different
Ross.
World.
No, Bob Ross.
Oh, yeah.
The painting dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The afro?
What a happy little tree right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, with afro.
Oh, bro. I had him watching that. I just, we I was like, yo, do you remember when you got off school? Oh, wait, Carl, you went, but back in the day, you get off school. It wasn't but a couple of things on. Bob Ross.
Mm-hmm.
You had Gilligan's Island used to come on yeah. a rig. And you had the soap operas.
Said Gilligan's Island.
Oh, bro, we watched Gilligan's Island, bro. I was just like, yo, y'all finna see what it's like to be.
Yeah.
When we was off school, it wasn't fun like that. It was like you had a couple little shows.
But we wasn't even allowed to watch TV. We got out of school. We had to go outside and play.
I was gonna say, we
I'm just saying, most of the time, when I was doing it, we was at my grandmother's house, which we wasn't always allowed to go outside like that because we was young. Mm. And they couldn't, and my grandparents couldn't watch us like that outside the crib. So you're talking about 5, 6, 7, 8. Bro, we was just, oh, Gilligan's Island, bro. Pressure Luck, No Whammies.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, we was
Big
on
bucks.
All of that. And we had to, and you had to watch The Price is Right.
Always. Mm.
So I made my kids watch all of that. So we had a little, just, bro, I told you the screen time, if you ain't watching, bro, my kids, if you, especially if you let them watch YouTube.
It just goes.
I'm talking about literally 8 hours. You could just, they'll just. Flip through the YouTube
Non-stop.
Stuff. And I'm like, yo, it's bad when I be like, Trey, play a video game or
right.
something.
Wow.
Like, don't even. Right. But I'm struggling with Trey because I'm like, all right, he got straight A's. He got all his assignments
Lead that
done.
Boy alone.
He come in, he do all his chores.
Lead
he,
that boy
he,
alone.
He be like, I'll be like.
Step, give me LLC. Give me LLC. You got to start. Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. man, new segments, man. We trying to upgrade the pod going into 2026. And I've called on my brothers, my two brothers here, to bless us with something. So we got two new segments on the pod. Shout out to the Patreon fam. Y'all getting this first. So we are going to be introduced. Just a quick little nugget. You know what I'm saying? We did nuggets of the day. I'm bringing back Ask ET. This was by popular demand. Bringing back Ask ET. And also, for the most part, we're going new pods every time. Instead of doing part one, part two, we're going to try to rock from top to bottom. That is the goal. It won't always happen like that. But with that being said, we have a new segment called Calm Down, Carl.
Come on.
In which Carl talks to the grounds crew about just relaxing, getting it done, not overstressing, not overthinking. So we got Calm Down, Carl, and Millionaire Moments with Maul, or Maul's Millionaire Moments. each podcast at the end, we will bring you a gem from these two brothers. So does anybody got something ready for this
one? I'm ready.
Okay,
I'm
so
ready.
Calm
Come
down.
On.
Hey, give it up, y'all, in the Patreon. They got some fire emojis. They ready
Come
in
on.
Patreon. All right, the first ever. Calm down, Carl.
Hey, this overthinking thing, we got to put it to rest. What's happening is you have a lot of little people running around in your head having micro meetings about stuff that does not matter. That's what's happening. So the answer to that, and I promise y'all, I've taken so much time going through this. The answer to that is clarity calms chaos. Clarity calms chaos. A simple question. How do you get your dog to come to you?
Call it.
You literally got to give it a name and you got to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, simple. I want y'all to start seeing life like that. How do I get this thing to come to me? If I want money, if I want better relationships, if I want better, how do I give it a name and I call it? Mm-hmm. Which means I leave anything else that's not in that direction out of my mind. If it's not getting me to that goal, I have to learn to discipline myself enough to shut it out. So clarity is what you need to get rid of that chaos. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Do it for the future you. You know, do it for the future you. Don't look at where you are at today. Look at where you want to be in the next 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, right? Plant your seeds. As a millionaire, it's all about mindset before money. And when the mindset that you want to have is you want to plant the seeds today. And it's going to take some sacrifice. It's going to take some discipline. It's going to take some vision. And it's going to take a little bit of courage to plant seeds. If you don't plant these seeds today so that you can eat tomorrow, you will forever be in this position for the rest of your life. You have to change it. You have to change it by planting seeds today. Then you have to water those seeds. You got to fertilize those seeds. You have to give it sunlight so that one day you can eat. I am telling you all, 25 years ago, I was making $36,000 a year before taxes.
Today, I am living off of investments that I made as that 22-year-old. I'm getting deeds in the mail from properties that I purchased when I was 22 years old and when I was in the thick of it. Properties when I was barely having any money. I didn't have a lot of money left over after I paid my bills, my expenses. But what happened was I saw the millionaire that was inside of me. I saw the future. And so that person that I was today in that state, that broke person, that person that didn't have a lot, I was able to take the little I had. It's biblical. Take the little you have and plant it so that when you get older, you'll have a harvest.
Hey, appreciate that, man. Y'all go to ET1%. All right, ET1%.com. ET1%.com. That's for the...
And is that the word one?
I'm sorry. So ET, the word one. So ETONE percent spelled out dot com. ET1% dot com spelled all the way out.
You see the ATC?
I got you. hey, I had the site ready this time. ET1%.com. We are doing the encore. All right. It's free. 8 days with ET every single day. I'm telling y'all, this is some of the most powerful stuff. When I say E got in his bag, y'all, and this it starts December 8th.
Yeah.
December 8th. So I don't know what y'all hearing this, what, on the 4th? So 4 days from now. So go sign up, ET1%.com. Go sign up right now. Patreon fam, thank y'all for rocking with us live. Appreciate y'all. Yep, go, please.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure we didn't get past it. Shout out to your sister, my wife.
Yes.
Camille had a birthday.
She did. Happy birthday, sis.
Yep,
yes.
Yep. Just wanna,
happy birthday.
You already know,
of course.
Man, it's crazy. I ain't going to say what your age is now, but I'm going to say I've been loving you since you was 14.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
Nah, happy
come
birthday,
on.
Sis.
Did you look at the camera, Mom?
Bruh, listen. Come on.
Why don't you look at the camera?
Let me lick this you goes, up and down.
This goes back to...
tonight, baby.
Hey, this goes back to that millionaire mindset, doing it for the future you. I set myself up. That 16-year-old boy that decided to get with this 14-year-old girl set himself up for the future. The dividends that have come.
Come. Come on now. Hey, man.
My.
Jesse Jackson. Hey, man. I feel you, Rev.
The dividends.
Preach, preacher.
Huh? The Bible says, let your wife of your youth.
Oh, preach, preacher.
Come on. Let her breast.
Preach, preacher. Drink from your own sister. Preach, preacher.
From your own well. It would never run dry. When you water that seed, whether it's the seed of love.
Yeah. Amen, amen.
You know, whether it's the seed of of prosperity, when you cultivate that seed, you cannot even imagine the fruit
of your labor
that will come from.
Hallelujah.
So I just want to say happy birthday. You already know the deal, man. Just, you know, everybody, if y'all got out, now Camille don't even have an open page like that. I was about to say, send her a happy birthday message, okay. But yeah, she
figure out how to do it, y'all.
Yep, absolutely.
Get it to Maul and he'll show up.
And shout out to my brother Nick and Junior as well, the other birthdays. I know they ain't as important as for Camille, for
well,
sure.
Well, Junior is just the result.
No, yeah, you're right.
He's on the tree.
Trust me, that's why I let you cook.
You know what I'm saying?
Happy birthday.
Son, love you, man. Y'all.
Happy birthday. Yeah.
Love y'all.
JR.
ET1%.com. ET1%.com. Go sign up right now.
December
8th. We love you. We out of here. Whip.
See you next week.
Go Bears.
I want you to focus on here right now. Don't you worry about when you get home. You concentrate on this opportunity. You don't worry about tomorrow. You concentrate on this opportunity with all your might, with all your soul.
Thank you so much for rocking with us as always, right? We don't take it lightly, guys. And we hope that we've provided transformation and not just information. We want you to become the best version of yourself, right? Make sure you check out the show notes to access all the important links and get your product discounts. Now, one favor we're asking of you, do us this favor. Make sure you subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We want to know your feedback and how we can serve you better. And if there's anyone that you think could benefit from listening to the show, please, begging you, please share it with them. And remember, as E always says, if you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.